Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Moore ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Thanks so much for coming to hang out with me today on the podcast. This is the Art of Paid Traffic, and we're on episode number 213 today, and I'm your host, Rick Mulready. Now, before we get into it, I just want to share with you, it's getting real over here. As I'm recording this, we're about 6.5 weeks out from baby Mulready coming and joining our world. We are having a baby girl, if you haven't been listening to the podcast here. We've got a baby girl on the way, and I could not be more excited. And my wife, Amy, could not be more excited. We are so pumped up about this, and it's getting real though. I put the crib together recently. The nursery, which was my office at home, the nursery's coming along really well. We're taking classes. It's getting real, and yeah, I just wanted to kind of keep you guys updated. That's so excited about it. Everything is going along really, really well, and everyone keeps saying, "This is what everyone keeps saying, Rick. Life is going to change." So you're like, you know, and it's like they're like, "Get your sleep now." I get it, but I don't know what that means. Am I just supposed to sleep forever now and like bank it? Everyone is really coming from a place of love and encouragement, but I mean, and as you know, if you've had a kid or been thinking about it or whatever, everybody has their own opinion and advice, and it's great. We're just trying to do our own thing here and prepare as best we can as new parents. So I'll continue to keep you updated here, and it's going to be an amazing holiday season at the end of the year and kick off to 2019 with little baby Mulready in life now. So on today's show, I'm joined by Liz Tennyson, who runs a Facebook ads business, and she helps female entrepreneurs who are building businesses that support their family and help others live better lives. So she's also a mindset coach, and she used to be a health coach. And we're going to talk about, you know, how she gets started and everything like that here today. She's also an expert in building sales funnels, which she's been doing for the past, say, 3 or 4 years or so. She's also one of my students. She's one of my FB Ad Manager students, and she recently came to my FBA Live event here in San Diego, which at the time of recording this just wrapped up a few days ago. When you're going to hear a lot of the things that she brings up today, kind of some of the breakthroughs that she had during that event. But that's really not why I asked her to come on. I asked her to come on the show today to share her expertise with you about building sales funnels, because she's really, really good at what she does, and she's been doing it for a while. And I mean, we talk about funnels here on the show a lot, but I always like to bring on different perspectives and how different people approach building funnels. So I asked her today to share her expertise with you about building funnels, as well as dive into her journey of creating her ideal Facebook ads business. And that's going to make a whole lot of sense here as we get into it. So you're going to learn how she decides on the initial offer to make to get people started on the customer journey, whether it's for her own business or for her clients. And what I really want you to get out of this is listening to everything that we're talking about here today and applying it. How can you apply it to your business, or if you're managing ads for other people, how can you apply it to their businesses? Liz is going to break down her process for creating a sales funnel, how she uses Amazon to learn more about customers. She gets into a raw and emotional story. So she shares her story of how her ads business has been running her. We talk about how she's been working so hard, but she realizes that she needs to work very different. And she gets really, she dives into it here today and becomes emotional around what has happened in her life to make these decisions that we're going to hear, that you're going to hear today. So I was really grateful that she was comfortable in sharing all this stuff on during the interview here today. And we dive into the steps that she's taken right now to create her ideal Facebook ads business so that she can have her ideal life, and that and a whole lot more. Now, before we jump into it with Liz, did you know that 543,000, that's right, 543,000 new businesses are started each month here in the U.S. alone? And all those businesses need two things, right? If they want to survive, they need leads and they need sales. So leads and customers. And if you're a Facebook ads manager, or maybe you're aspiring to be a Facebook ads manager, you provide that solution for all these businesses. There's clearly more than enough business to go around, right? So why are so many Facebook ad managers struggling to find clients, make good money, and enjoy the freedom lifestyle that being a Facebook ad manager makes possible? Well, it's because they don't know how to make that dream happen. Well, I'm going to show you how to unlock way more profit and peace of mind in your Facebook ads business. And if you're just getting started, I'm going to share shortcuts to success so that you can avoid making mistakes that most newbies make. Sound better than the chronic hustle headache that 95% of Facebook ad managers struggle with? If you answered yes, then you'll definitely want to check out my new free 4-part live virtual training series for Facebook ad managers, which is all about how to effortlessly attract high quality clients while not having to sell. I've literally worked with thousands of ad managers over the past several years and distilled the core solutions to the most common struggles that ad managers have into 4 value-packed live trainings. So during this live training series, you're going to learn things like why your Facebook ads business is set up to fail and you don't even realize it. We're going to talk about what that problem is and how to fix it. We're also going to be talking about why you must stop selling if you want to grow your ads business, where I'm going to be sharing how to get high quality clients using the risk reversal method. You're also going to learn the Mulready method, which is my proven 5-step framework for consistently and confidently growing your Facebook ads business. I've also got a bunch of case studies of people just like you who have grown their Facebook ads business from nothing to 5 figures plus per month and a waiting list of clients wanting to work with them in a matter of a few months. That and a whole lot more. I am super pumped to share this information with you because, frankly, I'm tired of seeing talented, ambitious, smart people like yourself give up before they've even begun. Along with these trainings, you're also going to get access to a free pop-up Facebook group that has over 2,500 other Facebook ad managers in it right now and are people looking to start Facebook ads businesses and grow their existing business. There's a serious treasure trove of wisdom in this group. The group is off the charts. It's awesome. Now, we kick off the live training series on October 18th. That's Thursday, October 18th at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So if I'm speaking your language here, register for this free live virtual training series at rickmulready.com/FBAdClients. Again, it's rickmulready.com/FBAdClients. I'll also have that link over in the show notes for today's episode. Even if you're listening to this a few days after the 18th, still go ahead and register because the trainings are happening all the way up until October 29th, and you can catch the replays in the Facebook group up until that point. Look, really looking forward to seeing you on that training. All right, my friends, without further ado, let's go hang out with Liz Tennyson. Liz, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks. I'm so glad to be here.
I am really excited to have you on here. So we've been chatting for the last 10 minutes or so just about stuff in general. You just you were at my FBA Live event here in San Diego, and you were just sharing with me. I mean, we're recording this on a Tuesday, and the event wrapped up on Saturday night. And I was like, you know, how things been since the event? And you just started rattling off all these things that you've done since then. And it's only been like 3 days, two days, Sunday and Monday. Because it's early Tuesday morning right now. And I love it. I love all the action taking. So I want to dive into all the stuff that you've been doing. But I first want to start off with having you introduce yourself to AOPT Nation here.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm super excited to be here. I know we're going to go into a little bit about the event and kind of what spurred this action. But and cause some of my stories. But I'm Liz, of course. And now I'm like breaking up. Who am I to your audience? So I own an agency and I build funnels and do Facebook ads, but I also am a mindset coach and really focus on now after the event, really focus on helping entrepreneurs, especially women, build businesses that can create that balance that they want, that they can serve the world, but they can also serve their family. So
that's my new direction. and you've been doing this a while, correct?
Yeah. So my background is I was a health coach and I really wanted to make it big in the online world. My husband was in the army and we were living in Japan when Facebook groups came out and I had to figure out how to make money online. And so that's when it started about 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And I decided I needed to learn how to do funnels because I started having more clients and I needed to really create the automation that I wanted to make things easier. So when that happened, I had some really successful launches and I got a book deal from one of my successful launches. A publisher found me. And then after that, I, you know, started telling health coach friends how fun it was that like I actually have my funnels and automation in place and how interesting it was to me as a creative to be able to see the other side and be really excited about the marketing side and the tech side and all the nerdy stuff as well. And so then people started asking me if I could do it for them. So I've been building funnels for about, I don't know, about 3-4 years, you know, started on lead pages, moved to ClickFunnels. Now I, you know, use a different platforms, but I've been doing that. And then I don't know if you want me to go into why I decided to start adding Facebook ads. A couple years ago, I didn't necessarily need Facebook ads as much. I used them as like putting gas on the fire and really like to blow up a launch. But we used to be able to get really good organic reach on Facebook business pages, right?
Sure.
We were serving our community. And so then last December and January, that started decreasing very quickly. And so the same strategies I was using before, it was getting frustrating because in my opinion, it doesn't matter if you have a funnel if nobody sees it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So then I was like, I have to be able to get more people seeing this. I was running Facebook ads, but it was just really running to like warm audience and things that we were creating with relationships, which is still important, but that's when I, in January, was like, I've got to figure this Facebook ad thing and get really good at it.
I want to kind of back up for 1 second, Liz. Sorry to cut you off there. So you were using ads, though, pretty early on. You were a health coach, and then you were mentioning that you were getting some good results with Facebook ads, and then other health coaches were, you know, noticing that you were doing this and the success, and they're like, hey, you know, do this for me. Like, what was the first sort of introduction for you to ads when you were doing the health coaching thing and you're like, oh, I should probably be doing some Facebook ads here?
Yeah. So I I started boosting without intention. And we talked about this this last weekend. Just kind of, you know, putting a post out and then boosting it so more people would see it. And then I started moving into like the strategy of it. I should probably have a reason why I'm doing this. To really do, like, at least if I'm boosting it, it has to have a call to action. It's not just for engagement.
Sure.
And so I started on the strategy, and then I really got into the strategy of per launch. like, what's the strategy on how are we going to get traffic to this funnel for this specific launch? And so since I was a health coach, I run detoxes every quarter. And so I just had like every quarter a timeline that I knew that we had to follow. And so then I did that for other health coaches. And then I figured out like how to do it for my book launch when that came out. And so that's kind of, I moved into the strategy away from what I did in the very beginning, is I'm just going to boost this and hope that people like it does something.
Right. Like, right. Like most people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know.
I'm curious where the interest in the funnels and automation and stuff came from as a health coach, because generally that's not normally kind of a crossover there that a health coach would have. Where did that come from for you?
Totally. Well, when I started to hit that frustration of, I know I could be doing more, and there has to be a possibility. And so when I looked at possibilities, I knew funnels had to be it. Like, as far as the online space, I had to have a process that my customers and clients could go through. Mm-hmm. And so looking at that process, then learning really in the automation world, that's what a funnel is. And so going, okay, and how does that get built? And the minute I started learning about it, there was something inside of me that, I'm such a nerd. Maybe we should just express this really fast. I'm such a nerd that when Zapier came into my life, I was like the happiest girl in the world.
You're in good company, because we're all nerds here in the Art of Paid Traffic.
It's so odd as a health coach, because most of my clients, most of the people that come to me, especially health coaches, people in the MLM industry, like women that just want to serve the world, they come to me because their biggest frustration is tech. They're just like, I can't even see how all of these pieces need to go together, let alone build it. And for me, it just made sense. It was in my, I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
In my DNA. And so once I started to, there was frustration at first, because I wanted to, oh my gosh, I can get this message to the world. And that was that creative side of me that just loves the beginning part of the creation, and really seeing that all of those pieces actually made sense on the tech side, made that real connection that, oh, I should start doing this. I should be in the marketing world. I should, you know, make that crossover. So
as more and more people began asking you to run their ads for them, was that a real interest for you to do? Or was it more of like, you know, was it like, hey, I have an opportunity here to build a Facebook ads business, managing ads for these entrepreneurs? Or was it more of just sort of like circumstance and opportunity? It's like, all right, I'll do this for a little while and see how it goes, just because you just really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So it was the latter. Well, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. Mm-hmm. So anything that I can make money doing, I'm definitely going to monetize it. Right. And so I saw the opportunity there, but I definitely didn't like look at it as, okay, I'm going to strictly restructure everything to create a Facebook ads business. I just saw that I could help the people that were coming to me. I was getting referrals. I was getting people that were just saying like, hey, my friend said like you build her funnel and it's actually working. Could you do mine? Mm-hmm. And so then I really was like, especially with Facebook ads, I was resistant on adding it by itself, just because I love the funnel building as well, but really going, okay, like this is a service that I really can help people with. And I need to figure out a way to offer it.
Gotcha. You didn't want to say like, I'll just do your Facebook ads. If you were like, if we're going to do this, I'm going to do your Facebook ads. And I'm going to build out the funnel to run the ads into.
Yeah. And I'm seeing that as more of like a control. I was controlling the whole situation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If we look at it as far as mindset, being able to say, like, I can, you know, I know how to do from branding to creation to completion, like that whole process of the customer journey. And so that's kind of where I was at first, just saying, well, no, I really want to do it all. And then seeing the possibility of people that already have their funnels done, just saying, wow, I could really do a lot of stuff for you with Facebook ads. So a lot of my clients that have been coming, like that have been finding me in the last couple months, are strictly Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. And that's been really fun.
So you're not building their funnels for the more recent people?
Yeah, so there's one that we built, you know, they weren't really profitable.
Yeah.
And we had just like I started running their ads and it just blew up, right? And so once that got out of the way of like, hey, we kind of need to make, they've been in business for a while and they travel and they do speaking events. And so they were generating income. It was just like enough to cover the bills. Not really enough to, you know, change their lives.
Yeah.
So when I started running the Facebook ads, it literally changed, like had started to change their lives. And so then we have moved into, we're building them a membership site. So that will launch next week for them, which that wasn't a possibility before because they were just focused on how can we make money by doing our speaking events.
Mm-hmm.
So we have moved into that just because I can help them with that. But a lot of the clients were just doing Facebook ads because that's all they need.
Gotcha. So. Gotcha. Okay. So they have they already have a converting funnel. Now they need help getting more traffic into it.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. So I want to dive into kind of how you've built this, or sort of, I mean, cause you've been talking about how you built your ad agency here. I want to kind of talk about building your ideal ad agency, because I know that it's not maybe been ideal for you as far as how much you're involved in it. So I want to kind of dive into that. But I know that one question that, I mean, we talked about this a lot at FBA Live over the weekend. I mean, it comes up all the time with my students and stuff like that. They want the magic formula. They want just the magic pill. Tell me what to do as far as a funnel goes, you know, and there is no magic pill, right? It's understanding the customer journey and understanding the fundamentals of marketing so that you can build out a funnel to take somebody who doesn't know who you are or who the business is through to becoming a paying customer. And most people don't want to take the time to do that and to understand mm-hmm. that. They just like, well, just tell me what to do and I'll do this. Okay. Yeah. And it's like, all right, well, we can show you what has worked, you know, for other types of clients or has worked for similar clients in the past, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work specifically that way that you think it is for you. Take us through kind of, you know, let's just say maybe it's one of your clients. You don't have to be specific on who it is, but yeah. just sort of your thought process on how you go about building that funnel out for a client.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying, I know your favorite hashtag. I saw your email today. That is always be testing.
Yep.
Mine is addicted to completion. So I'm going to preface this by saying the faster, my secret pill, as I tell you this, is the faster I can get to completion so then I can optimize is the fastest way to success. So if I can create something, a lot of people get stuck in the creation and they don't ever actually launch and test and test and test and complete and retest. They go, okay, this must not be working. And they're actually still in creation. So the first thing that I do is always start with who the customer is. So we talked about that this weekend,
mm-hmm.
who they are, what they want, and then what you have to give. So really getting super clear on that. As soon as you're super clear on that, lots of different strategies can come into play and you can get really creative on, you know, everything that happens after that. But if you don't know who it is and you don't know where they want to go and you don't know where you're sending them, it's going to be really hard to test everything out. So that's like the beginning. I know a lot of people, I used to roll my eyes when people would be like, and decide on your avatar and let's go through this avatar worksheet. But really that's the most important thing. Like mm-hmm. you really figuring out, my favorite thing to do is, I don't know, I learned this years ago, but going to Amazon and like looking at books that they would read and then looking at the comments. This is my little thing that I always do. Mm-hmm. Looking at the comments of people that have read a book that, you know, is my in my customer or avatar base, and really seeing what language they use really gives me an idea of language I'm not familiar with that they're actually feeling, and gives me that extra perspective of if they're reading a book and they say, you know, this helped me see, you know, that detox wasn't scary if it's for a detox client. And then they go through and they say, I was worried I was going to be in the bathroom all day. And I was worried, you know, and they go through all of the worries that they have, like just by giving their feedback. That's where I start, is just saying, okay, what are their struggles? Where are they at when the ad's going to hit them? Where are they at when the funnel's going to actually show up in their life? One of the funnest things for me in this customer journey is for, especially for my clients, to be able to go, I just got a message from somebody that said, you were talking to me. I saw your ad and you were talking to me. How did you know?
Yep.
How did you know that that was my biggest struggle? How did you know that, you know, I'm struggling with my teenager that we fight all day because they, you know, they're struggling in school. How did you know? And, you know, so when I hear back from a client, they say, oh my gosh, like the messaging is so spot on because I'm getting messages from people that went straight through the funnel because I spoke specifically to them. So being able to figure out who the avatar is, their exact, like their pain points, I call it poking the bear. Like, how can we like really poke at those pain points enough that they can see like, this is your answer. This is your answer. This is the specific way that you're going to get the result that you want. And then taking them through the process. So really figuring out, okay, now how can I offer? We talked about this last weekend at your amazing live event that,
thank you.
I love when you say, and I didn't ask her to say that. I loved that. But really being able to go, really being able to give them what they need, but speaking it with what they want. And I know that we hear that a lot in the marketplace, but that you can't skip that part. You just can't skip that part. And so many times we want to, early on, especially, I used to tell them what they needed, right? And this is what, like, this is what you need. And I skipped what they wanted for me, because I'm in transformational work, and I was saying, oh, but I just really want to get down to like the deep stuff. And it was when I sold a product. It was a course on water, literally like the importance of water and drinking water. To me, that's like foundational, but I started to recognize that a lot of people, it wasn't foundational. They didn't know. They could not get to the other parts that I wanted to teach them without having the foundation of like the importance of water. And to me, it seemed simple and I wanted to go deeper, but I had to start at that level because they couldn't get to where I wanted to take them without crossing that bridge. So,
and when you're talking about giving them or selling them what they want, if you will, and giving them what they actually need, we're talking about this from a messaging standpoint, from a from a top of the funnel standpoint, you know, lead magnet, whatever that might be, to get them into your journey, to get them onto the journey. And guys, for everybody listening, whenever I say like get them into, we're not talking in a negative connotation. We're talking about, you know, how are we able to help as many people as possible and have as big an impact as possible. And we're talking about the ways in which to do that. So I'm so glad you're bringing this up, Liz, because this is, I mean, we talked about this weekend as far as, you know, you quote unquote sell them what they want, but often what they think they want is not what they actually need. And it's our job to give them that, what they actually need. So, and oftentimes they don't know what they don't know. So if we lead with what they need, they often, we've found, and I know that that's what you're talking about right here. That's probably not the best way to get them into our journey because they don't know that. but they think they know what they want. And it's like, okay, get them in that way. And then you're helping them with what they actually need because you know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a really good example is so how I am in one of your programs, right? Like I was just like, I have to figure out how to make my ads better. Like I'm going to get in and I'm going to figure out like the logistics, right, of like the Facebook ads. And I didn't know that what I wanted was to actually create like the actual business of my dreams, right? Like I came in, which is amazing, for the fundamental, like in Facebook ads manager, like give me, you know, all these tips and tricks and how to do that. But what you're actually providing that I didn't know I needed, but because you know me and I'm your avatar, by doing that, how now I can actually create the business that I really want.
I'm so glad you bring that up. And I did not know you're going to go there. And this is, and I thought about this a lot after the event because, and I'm going to be completely honest, like I know there were some people there who thought that it was going to be, you know, like 80,000 tips and tricks and stuff like that. And that's all they wanted. But yet it's this whole offering people what they actually need. And, you know, yes, Inside FB Ad Manager is something that, well, look, you are going to learn A to Z how to do this, how to do Facebook ads and build a business. But what it's really about and what I'm really about is how can we help you create your ideal business so that you can have the biggest impact that you are able to. And that ideal business is going to look very different from one person to the next to the next. And so it's like, how do we ensure that you are being given, again, coming into something like, I think I want this, but you actually need this. And it's like, oh, okay, you're giving them that aha moment. And that's what, you know, I'm so glad to hear that's what you had as well. And I, like I said, I want to get into, you know, how you are creating your ideal business, but I do want to finish this conversation around. So you are understanding your target customer. You are understanding what their pain points are. You're poking the bear, as you said, and we're doing this within Facebook policy, which can be challenged sometimes. But and then how do you determine what that top of the funnel offer, if you will, is? And when I say offer, I'm not necessarily meaning a sale. How are you determining that once you understand this information?
So my biggest thing is, how can we get somebody a quick win? So if they are coming in, they feel like they're being, you know, heard, or somebody understands them, how can I provide them with a quick win? And so that's the top of the funnel. That is the lead magnet, you know, the free challenge, the even if it's a low end item that will go, you know, we'll have them exchange something to really get them activated into, you know, some low end product that they can exchange. Having them take an action that says, I'm going to do something with the information I have. And so that's the top of the funnel. Most of the time we do a lot of video. So we do a lot of video top of the funnel, get access to my my video series, just because that my clients, that's how they communicate with their avatar most often. And so some are like planners, you know, we've created a lot of different planners, things like that, that they can be activated very quickly and have success very quickly. And this is why this is important to me, for two reasons. One, because it gets the customer in to the actual funnel, gets them in and activated to do something. But also for my clients, they're creatives, people that want to, you know, really have an impact in the world, really being able to know that at the very beginning point of contact and exposure to them with a brand new client, they're helping somebody have some sort of success. And so that also really keeps my client that's providing that lead magnet excited, because they're actually putting value into the world and people are finding value in it. And so that's something that I think has been challenging for me, is seeing, you know, some of my clients have come to me and they just were like, I'm just going to throw a lead magnet out there. Like, I just want to build a list. And they were very concerned on how many people can I get on my list. And they weren't really putting any thought into the lead magnet and how important that could be, because they were just like, I just need to get people on my list because that's what the industry says to do. And once we started making that change of, okay, let's actually go and be thoughtful about the person that we're serving. Really, if you want to have an impact, it doesn't have to take a lot of time. It can happen very quickly, but being thoughtful and creating something for that person that they could actually get some type of quick result, mm-hmm. that they can start to have what I call moving into the world of possibilities, right? Just being able to, how can we cross them into an arena to create more hope, to have them be exposed to that something else is possible, even if they don't qualify it as that. You know, it might be a planner where a mom's like making a meal plan for her family. And to her, it's just making a meal plan at first and it's activating that. But once she's in the funnel, like making that progress, then, you know, well, now we talk about how to take it a little bit further, how to take her a little bit further into the funnel and just say, you did that.
So once you give them that lead, that lead magnet, I almost called it a lead funnel, almost once you give them that lead magnet, you're using the follow-up emails to ensure that they're getting benefit from that lead magnet. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I refuse. This is kind of like my stake in the ground. I refuse to create something that doesn't have meaning. And so, especially with all of my clients. So if we're going to create a lead magnet, we better have a follow-on sequence that actually connects with that person and says, I value you on my list. I value you as a client. Mm-hmm. I value you, even if, you know, I just got your email. Just getting someone's email is valuable. Having somebody trust you with their information, and really, as far as I'm concerned, their life, little bits and pieces of their life that you have the possibility to transform. Having that follow-on email sequence of saying, for me, the next step is obviously delivery. Here you go. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited that you've decided to do that. And then the next step is continuing to activate them, reminding them, hey, you know, did you do this? Really giving them the next step. If you haven't done this yet, you know, go grab it right now. Like those, or, you know, if they're watching a video, you know, if you're sitting waiting for your kids, you know, at picking them up from school, like watch this quick video, right? Helping it be like super simple and easy for them to consume. And then the follow on is, you know, did you do it? If not, how can I help you do it? Right? Mm-hmm. Like whatever it is, like if we can continue to engage you and say, you wanted this, we want to continue to help you consume it and have the transformation that you wanted. And so, and then, you know, the calls to action on, well, and even after that, we always make sure to really do acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is big for me with my clients and people that are coming through a funnel, and acknowledging them for being a part of whatever it was, acknowledging them for, you know, you downloaded this and you, even if you didn't finish it, which we're going to do, you started to think about, you know, making a menu for your family and how that's going to transform your afternoons. So you're not yelling at your kids and, you know, creating that environment for them to start seeing that it's actually possible to create the change that they're wanting.
I love that, because the fact that you actually care is coming through in that follow-up funnel, which is frankly not normally seen, I think, in the follow-up funnel. So everybody always wants to know, well, how long? How long is that follow-up once they download the lead magnet? And then at what point do you start offering them whatever kind of sale that you're going to offer? How would you answer that?
Well, I think it depends on what is really being offered, but I always do 3 to 5 emails. I always do 3 to 5 emails before I'll put at the bottom of like email 3, you know, and watch for this and kind of do a teaser of what's going to be available.
Yep.
By then, what I found is by like email 3, if you've actually care about somebody and you've shared stories with them and you've connected with them, by email three, they're starting to figure out if like you're their person. So when you make an offer, if they're going to even click, right? And yeah. So 3 to 5 emails is what we do on our sequences.
Over what period of time?
So it's like 8 to 10 days.
Okay.
Is what we do. And then we do, I help my clients do, we go a lot to the sale, or like, it depends if we have like a webinar, you know, a webinar that's going to be happening soon, or an automated webinar that we can invite them to from, you know, if that wasn't the lead magnet, if we're going into a launch. So it kind of depends on what the offer is, but sure. We always start to offer like email 3 through 5.
Cool.
Yeah. Always make the invite though. Like that, a lot of people ask me, oh, like, should I be selling? And I'm like, well, I mean, at some point there's an there's an energetic exchange. You've made the energetic exchange with the lead magnet, with the emails connecting with them. And at some point you have to take them farther down the path. And in my opinion, it doesn't, like, you can keep adding value all the time, but if somebody really needs transformation, they really need to make more of an energetic exchange.
Absolutely.
There's something else that has to happen in their life that they don't know about yet.
Yep.
And so making that offer, some of my clients, especially in the creative world, they're like, oh, like, and how much should I charge? And they're like so worried about that. And I just always say, you have to create the possibility that somebody can actually make a bigger energetic exchange to get a bigger transformation. And you can't feel bad about it. If you really have an opportunity to impact somebody's life and take them farther into the, through their journey, you have to be willing to make that offer. So,
yeah, I mean, this is, I'm so glad you bring that, because this kind of goes back to the whole thing about, you know, do you value something that's free? Yes, mm-hmm. Probably, of course, but you're likely going to take much more action if you make an investment in something, and the investment mm-hmm. could be as little as, you know, what, $20 or whatever. Now it's kind of one of those things. The example I'm thinking about right now is, if you get a free ticket to an event, you are less likely to go, as mm-hmm. opposed to, even if you put down something as little as $5, it's, yep. you talk about that energetic, you know, exchange there. If you put some sort of investment down, something that you're going to have more of a commitment there. It's a mental, it's an emotional connection to that. And so mm-hmm. I'm really glad that you bring that up. I want to kind of transition a little bit into your ads business now, and mm-hmm. what you've really created, because obviously you've done an amazing job. And you know, what we were chatting over the weekend about, I feel like, and you know this as well, you're at a point right now where you're doing a ton and you're working mm-hmm. a lot, and you're really not, you know, again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're not really maybe enjoying the fruits of your labor, right? And so it's like, all right, how do we kind of take what you've done so far in building this amazing business and really create, as you mentioned before, your ideal business? So mm-hmm. let's kind of take people through what the business looked like even last week. So, because we're going to talk about, you've hired some people over the past few days here. What has the business looked like for you from your ad agency perspective?
So if I can take it back, let's go back a month.
Okay.
First of all, going to your live event, I expressed this to you, but I want to make sure everybody knows really how it was. Like, if we can really go down to my pain point, I got triggered at your event, right? Like, I didn't even recognize how much I got triggered by just saying that awareness with how far off I really was, really was such a gift to me. And so before I tell this story, if I can just preface by saying, even though people told me not to wait, I've heard it, I don't know how many times I've heard it, well, why are you waiting? Like, you know, don't wait to, you know, create this. And I kind of just had that control over it where I was like, no, like this is all good. Like I'm good. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. And so then we'll talk about the action I've taken since your event, but I really was triggered just even with awareness that, wow, I am so off the mark. I can't believe how off the mark I was. So a month ago, my daughter was home from college. I feel like I'm fairly young, but we started having babies when we were babies. And so we have older children. And so I have a daughter and she was home from college and she was getting ready to go on a mission for our church. And so she's going to be gone for 18 months. And I'm choosing to get my emotions in control because this is how off the mark I was.
Sure.
She's leaving for 18 months and my husband has been retired from the Army for a year where we in our 40s, he's retired. I have what's supposed to be a flexible business that we can travel or, you know, and create it however we want. And my daughter comes home from college and gets ready to go on her mission. And my husband wants to take a trip as a family. And we took the trip, but I worked the whole time. And we went camping and I was worried about trying to find a hot, you know, signal for my phone to hotspot for my computer because I just had to get work done. And so that was a month ago. And then over the last couple of weeks, my husband, we live in Arizona and he, like I said, he's been retired for about a year, which is a gift that I have a business that can sustain that. And he just would say, like, can you just come out and swim? Like for like 30 minutes, you know, like just come out and swim. And I just couldn't do it because I am having success and I am, you know, I do have great clients and I do have great work. But it was that I'd really, the burden, the heaviness was always on my shoulders. Always. Total burnout. Like I got really sick in the spring and I had surgery this last month and I worked the day I had surgery. I went in for surgery. I came out of surgery. I had like a partial hysterectomy. So it's not like a small surgery. And I came home and I worked that night. And my husband's like, you should probably lay down. Like you just had a surgery. And I was like, no, like I have all of these clients that I need to serve. And so when I came to your live event, all of that like triggered to where I am really out of control. Like this is like, as much as I think I'm in control, and I know that you had a podcast a couple weeks ago about you thought by having control.
Yeah, with Jim Fortin.
You know? Yep. But it's like, it's not true. Like that idea of if I do it all myself, I can control everything.
Yeah.
Because then nothing can be out of control. And I'll just do it all myself. And so at your event, that was something that was just brought to my awareness is that I cannot continue this any longer.
So how big was the team or how big has the team been? What kind of support have you had in the business, in the ads business?
I had one designer that was hit or miss.
Yep.
I created a Trello board and then I would put everything in Trello. And then what happened is I would do what I deemed as simple for me to do. And then I would give her heavier tasks. So I felt like I was like, oh yay. I'm like having somebody help me.
So you were still doing some of the design?
Yes. So I was still doing the design.
Okay.
I was doing all of the audience research. So really getting it from the client and then going in and doing all of the audience research, figuring out what audiences were going to be. And then from that, I was doing the copy. So as like, especially when I was doing the creative, I would just do it all at once. I was doing the copy, audience research and design. And then I was the one an ads manager.
Setting everything up. Yeah.
Setting everything up. Yeah.
So you're doing pretty much everything with a designer, kind of sort of part-time designer helping you out.
Yeah. And I had brought on a couple people here and there, but this is the energy that it was how I brought somebody on. It was, can you please help me for the next 2 days? Because I have to get these projects done and there's not enough of me to finish these specific projects. Can you come on and help me? Mm-hmm. And so then it was 2 days of around the clock work to get projects done.
Yeah.
And then once that was done, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like that helped me out so much. And then they kind of went away, right? It was just on a project as I felt like I was getting so overwhelmed and I knew that I needed support. Like I couldn't complete it without support and I required it to move on. Yeah. Then I would have to help me.
You mentioned you brought them in with that energy as opposed to what?
As opposed to being able to have things set up and feel like I have time and flexibility to actually be even more creative.
Yeah.
Having, sleeping as opposed to sleeping. Is that a good, the energy I want is flow and ease. Like that's what I want to mm-hmm. feel.
Yeah.
It's just like, how can this things flow and be easy? And when I say easy, I really do feel like, especially after this weekend, you can work a business with ease. It doesn't mean it's like there's not challenges and there's not difficulties.
Sure.
But if you create it and really create that support, you can have more ease and flexibility and flow. And I really like to be in flow as a holistic healer. Like I just really like to work in that type of energy. So that's really what I want.
So you want to, first of all, you don't want to go back to what it was. You don't want to go back to, the business running you rather than you running the business and not having time to, or not thinking that you have time to, do the stuff that for the reasons why we have a business like we do. Right. Uh-huh. And I say that because I kind of laugh a little bit because I've been there 100%. And I've not been shy in sharing the story about how my wife and I were in Paris and for 3 weeks this past January. So 10 months ago. And I experienced the same thing where I was just like, I was not, for the first while, I was not there. I was stressing about the business. And I'm not going to go into the whole story now because I talked about it here in the show fairly recently, but totally know what you are experiencing here and have experienced it quite a bit in the past over the journey of my business here. And so now that you've recognized this, the idea here is to, okay, how do I continue to grow this agency while freeing up more of my time, and as you say, bringing the right type of quote unquote energy into this. So, what are you doing now? What are you doing to make changes here? And what types of things are you? What types of roles are you hiring for now?
So the biggest thing I think that was transformational for me that came out of the event this last weekend was really looking at what's required of me to be able to move forward. And the thing I put down, and it's my core like principle that I live on in life, but I wasn't applying it to my business. And that was trust. So I I trust that I will hire the right people. I trust that the right people will support me. I trust and really putting that energy out there that I know that I can hire really good people. So that's like the core foundational when I left. The thought that was in my mind is I trust that investing in a team, right, will prove to be fruitful. I trust that having people support me, that there are people out there that are really good at support.
Yep.
I trust that there are really good people that are really good at, doing ads, that are doing design, like all of these things, like they're really good at it. And I get to trust that they enjoy what they do, right? That when I hire them, they're going to enjoy what they do. And so what I'm doing is I hired my designer full time and we had a conversation where I gave her permission to call me out. Liz, I see these things in Trello and then they're disappearing. Are you doing them? Because you're not supposed to be doing them anymore. I'm doing them. Mm. That communication piece, mm-hmm. that really, like, I gave her permission to also step up. And she's told me many times, I don't want to step on your toes, right? Like, I want to help you more, but I don't want to get in the way. And somehow energetically she was receiving that for me. And so just even having that communication of, no, I really do honor what you bring to my team. I do honor the skills and the talents that you have. And I want them to show up in my business. Like, I want to honor you. I want to acknowledge you for what you bring to the table. And so that was a great communication that happened between her and I, as I hired her on, to just have her have a little bit more skin in the game. She's just not somebody I'm hiring. She's somebody that I want to honor.
Yeah, and
she supports me in my business.
You've given her ownership.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yep. And I know that you brought on, you know, someone to run ads on a day-to-day basis. Yep. You brought a strategy person on who... The idea there is to be kind of be really a business manager to be able to communicate, yeah. to take stuff out of your head and get them to the rest of the team, get the ideas, get the communication to the rest of the team, which as a CEO is often one of the hardest things to do because our brains don't shut off. It's like, how do we get this stuff, you know, out and filtered? And so that we're focusing, number one, it's being communicated. And number two, it's being filtered and, you know, we're figuring out like what are priorities and so forth. The big question that people always ask when it comes to building out your team like this is, what roles do you start with? So you have the designer who is part-time. You're like, okay, that's an obvious, I can take that off my plate, give it to her, bring her on full-time. How have you made these decisions on what roles to hire first and focus on in the business?
Well, I think the exercise that we did at the live event, and I know you've talked about it on different podcasts, mm-hmm. but really being able to, for me, I just went, I just made a list of what are the biggest pain points for me? Where do I, when I'm doing it, do I choose and have to consciously choose that I'm okay doing it? I'm a conscious creator, so I won't grumble. Right. At like, I have to do this design, but what in those areas do I feel stuck or feel like, I should be using my time somewhere else? Mm-hmm. 'Cause design is not where I should be doing. And so I just made a list of all those things that were sticky points for me. Design was definitely one. I love being an ads manager. So that was really like, I had to make a conscious choice on how much am I going to be in there? Because I like it. I'd like to see, I love numbers. Mm-hmm. As far as like, I like to see results. That's fun for me. And so really setting boundaries of, okay, but can somebody else set these things up? And then can you go in, you know, set a timer or whatever and go in to see results if that's what's like really exciting to you?
Sure.
And so being able to go, but if I want to support more people, if I want to have more impact, what type of support is required for me to be able to expand? And that was somebody doing things in Ads Manager. Like it, that was a pain point for me. I knew that there were some things that just take time to set up.
Yeah.
And I needed to find somebody to do those things that were taking that time. What's the strategy part? Mostly the communication part, from strategy to activation, is where a sticky point was for me. And the way I know this is really because my husband's seen it. I talked to those people around me and I said, what do I talk about all the time? You know, like, what do I, if I were to be complaining about something, what is it? And he's like, you always say, if you just had somebody that could pull the ideas out of your head and tell everybody what needs to be done, that is what, you know, you would do. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, then that's what I need to find.
Yep.
I need to find somebody that I can communicate that with. And hey, that's what's going to be done.
You're the visionary, right? And we've talked about it here on the podcast before. There's the visionary role and the integrator role. And the visionary has the ideas, you know, the bigger picture stuff. And the integrator is the one who takes those ideas like you're talking about and actually implements them. You know, mm-hmm. you're the what and the why, and they're the how. And I love that you want someone to get that out of your head and then communicate and implement that. That is going to free up so much of your time so that, and your energy, so that you can have more of those great ideas and strategies and things, and also doing things for yourself.
Totally. And it's fascinating to me because that's what I do for my clients. Mm-hmm. So they come to me and I am like their integrator, right? And I have like built a business off of being able to do that for people. And so it's fascinating for me when you step back and create awareness that, oh, I need to create that in my own life. I need to have that in my own life so then I can do that for other people. So
it's huge. It's huge awareness.
Yes. Yes. It's just, and really having the non-negotiable, it has to happen now.
Yep.
Is for me. And really, to be completely honest, I wish I would have had that non-negotiable that somebody would have stood in front of me at a live event and just created the awareness enough that I would have done it a year ago.
Yeah. Well,
you know, and so now just saying, okay, well, you can't go back.
Right.
There's so much I learned over the last year. What I can, if I can say anything to the listeners, is take my, especially the year, I mean, it's, I've been building this for a lot of years and I've had many times that I've been at this awareness space and just said, okay, I need to really make decisions here. Take my experience and then say, okay, if I can avoid pain, if I can avoid pain while I'm building an agency or building a business, what would I do? And that is look at who you can find and trust to really create that support team as you're growing, so you don't get to the point of something has to happen before it breaks, and go back and build everybody. Just even those, you know, couple of really good people. And really, you know, looking at it as in a year from now, being able to go, now I know I'm going to be able to grow even more. Like there's no doubt in me of how much the possibility, like how big it is for me to be able to grow. Just having the opportunity to know that I'm going to non-negotiable continue to hire people to support me in my path. And I'm going to be more flexible and be more in flow and create that business of ease that I'm longing for.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing all this information, being raw and sharing your story. And I mean, I am so blown away at the action that you've taken just in 3 days, 2.5 days since you left the event. And I mean, I'm so excited to see just what this turns into in literally a month from now. So we're going to keep everybody updated here on the podcast on your story and your journey and the business that you've built. I do want to make sure that people can connect with you if they want to reach out to you. What's the best way for them to do that?
Facebook, email, liz@liztennyson.com.
Careful what you put out there.
I just hired a team to
film. All right, I like it.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
That is that's where like my leads and people that want to connect with me. I do have a team that does email.
So spell that out for people. Your email address.
Yeah, it's liz@liz Tennyson, Tennyson.com.
Awesome. So liz@liztennyson.com. And then what are you on Facebook?
Facebook.com/LizTennyson.
Okay. Easy.
Yeah. And then, I have one page up on as a website. That is how people, if they want to apply to work with me, that's my only page that's up right now. So
is that liztennyson.com?
Yep.
Awesome. Cool. Guys, I'll link all these links up for you in the show notes for the episode here today. Liz, thank you again. This has been awesome. Really, really appreciate you coming on and being so open and honest and sharing all this this amazing information with us. Really, really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. I just have to say when we close, this has been, I wish I would have done this sooner. I've known about you for a very long time. We've met years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so thankful. The one thing, somebody ask me as I get super emotional. The one thing that somebody asked me about your events this last week and how it is working with you, and the one thing that was very important for me that I told her is I was like, it's so nice, especially in the marketing industry, to be in the space or to learn from somebody that has integrity. That's really important to me. And it's hard to find. And so I want to acknowledge you for that.
I appreciate that.
And creating a space, not only just on Facebook, even your free trainings, you know, before I joined any of your courses or came to the live event, just you give me confidence that it's okay to care for people. It's okay to care for my clients. It's okay. Sometimes we get so, you know, it's really good for me to be reminded that there are other people doing that and being successful.
Yeah.
Without selling out, that we can continue knowing who our clients are and really caring for them and really caring about their transformation. It meant so much to me this weekend, just being in that space. I sat back at the end and thought, this is rare, and this is what I don't want to be rare. Like, I want people to know that this is possible, that they can have integrity in the marketplace, and they can care for their customers through their customer's journey. And so I just wanted to acknowledge you
that. I really appreciate that.
That really meant so much to me, and I'm super excited that I got to share some time with you today.
Awesome. Well, thank you for saying all that. I really, really appreciate it, and thank you again for coming on, Liz. I really appreciate that.
Oh, welcome.
Hey, don't forget, if you're a Facebook ads manager or you're looking to grow a Facebook ads business, I've got a 4-part live virtual training series kicking off this Thursday, October 18th at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And we go through the end of October. The last training is on October 29th. So if you're listening to this after the 18th, don't worry. Still go and register for this free live training, virtual training series at rickmulready.com/FBAdClients. As always, thank you so much for listening to the show here. I really appreciate it. I've got another quick tip episode coming your way later this week where I'm going to be talking about the updates to the Facebook Pixel. Facebook sent out this really cryptic email recently about updates to the Pixel, and we were all like, what are you talking about, Facebook? Well, I've got clarity for you. I'm going to be explaining it to you in the upcoming quick tip episode. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.